This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended the state's emergency declaration order for 30 days because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The move further frees up money available for Colorado officials to respond to the outbreak from other state monies. Extreme drought conditions have moved into southeast Colorado. According to the latest from the U.S. Drought Monitor, Bent County and most of Prowers County face extreme drought conditions, along with parts of neighboring Otero and Kiowa counties. According to the National Weather Service in Pueblo, warm, dry, and windy weather has contributed to the conditions. Officials say April is normally one of Pueblo's wettest months, but this year, April was one of the driest on record. The Denver Nuggets are inching closer to playing basketball again. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
The team says they'll open the Pepsi Center for limited practice sessions Monday. That's after the NBA announced it would allow teams in areas with relaxed stay-at-home guidelines to start practicing again. A team spokesman says players can take part in one-on-one workouts. No full practices or scrimmages are allowed. The team says it wants to provide a safe place for players to play as Denver eases its stay-at-home orders. The NBA suspended all play in March due to coronavirus concerns. The league is still looking into options for restarting the season. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
CU System President Mark Kennedy says he will not collect his $200,000 bonus amid the state's belt tightening due to the pandemic. The Denver Post reports Kennedy will instead give most of it to a scholarship fund for first-generation rural students. This is CPR News.